It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG Public Media. Federal funding is set to run out on what industry experts call a crucial safety net program for farmers. As Texas Public Radio's Ryan Poppy reports, the latest development all hinges on legislation that mandates new requirements for certain SNAP food benefit recipients.
It's the Farm Bill that provides the federal funding for a crop insurance program that pays out farmers when they lose a crop to natural disasters like wildfires and drought in parts of West Texas, or flooding rains and wind related to hurricane-like storms in the Texas Gulf. Sean Wade, Director of Policy Analysis and Research with the Plains Cotton Growers Incorporated, says these crop insurance programs are extremely vital, but they can only do so much.
You know, the thing to remember about crop insurance, it's not necessarily a program that's going to make a producer 100% whole in the event of a loss.
Most policies do not kick in until a farm or ranch has experienced a 25 to 50% loss of a crop or herd. Still, without that money, Wade says impacted farmers have no way of making up their loss and plan for the next crop. But in order to extend the federal crop insurance program, Congress must first reach a compromise regarding another aspect of the bill addressing the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP, formerly known as the Food Stamps Program. A provision of the bill by Texas Republican Congressman Mike Conway would require all able-bodied adults receiving SNAP benefits to document that they've worked at least 20 hours or completed job training before they can receive any benefits, and that isn't sitting well with congressional Democrats. The deadline for Congress to pass a farm bill out of both chambers and have the president sign off on it is September 30th. In Austin, I'm Ryan Poppy.
The Trump administration's new trade deal with Mexico is designed to encourage car companies to make more of their products in the U.S. In the 20 years since the North American Free Trade Agreement, manufacturers have turned to the cheaper labor pool south of the border for more affordable cars and car parts. So, is this a clear-cut win for America and a loss for Mexico? Here's Fronteras reporter Jorge Valencia.
We're cruising down a highway that loops through the center of Mexico City.
Vamos sobre el circuito interior.
And behind the wheel is Oscar Garcia. He's the facilities manager at the nearby plant of a company called Racine.
Explorer, the Ford.
Garcia is pointing out the brands for which his company makes suspensions.
BMW, ejemplo, la Jeep, Nissan, X-Trail.
In many cases, these cars are assembled in the U.S. with Mexican-made components.
Es Explorer se ensambla en Estados Unidos.
For example, Garcia points at a Ford Explorer. Garcia says his company makes the suspensions. The truck is then assembled in Chicago and exported to several countries, including Mexico.
Se fabrica en México.
Under the Trump administration's preliminary deal with Mexico, more parts of this Ford Explorer should come from factories where the pay is at least $16 an hour. Garcia, a mid-level manager, says he makes just under 10. So will he lose his job? Will he get a pay raise? Or would Ford, as the agreement says, pay a 2.5% tariff for not meeting the wage requirement?
If that's the case, 2.5% in a vast majority of cases is going to be cheaper than raising the wage in Mexico to above $16 an hour.
Christian Gichek is an economist with the Center for Automotive Research, a Michigan-based think tank. It's unclear who would receive that 2.5% tariff. In fact, there are few publicly available details about how the U.S. Trade Office will calculate the exact requirements. So a lot is unclear.
It's not entirely clear how they determine whether or not a company is in conformity with that rule.
Either way, manufacturers here are unlikely to raise wages to $16 an hour. Just for reference, Mexican government statistics showed that less than 1% of the population in the entire country earns at least that wage. Manuel Montoya heads an association of car part makers in northern Mexico.
I think this rule is more for ensuring that certain percentage of the production will be in Canada and the U.S. It's a different way of saying it.
Montoya says he wishes the deal would have been more favorable to Mexican businesses, but that he's relieved that after a year of negotiations, there's finally some sort of understanding.
We are happy the rules are already settled, the rules of the game, so now we can plan.
The highway here in Mexico City is full of American brand names or U.S.-assembled cars. Department of Commerce figures show Mexico was the fourth biggest market for American car exports last year, after Canada, China, and Germany.
Pues también ellos van a ver que se necesita que otros
Garcia, the car plant worker, says he hopes the U.S. will realize that what's good for its neighbor is good for the American economy too.
Como mexicanos, lo único que nos queda es seguir trabajando, seguir esforzándonos, esmerándonos.
But Garcia says Mexicans should keep working hard so that their own industry will grow, with or without the U.S. In Mexico City, I'm Jorge Valencia.